This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
When I was a kid, you know, my dad was a cop, right? So he worked these crazy nights, night shifts. When I was a little kid, he would come in and he would bring either, Chinese or something like that. And he'd wake me up because I was the oldest. And I could come down and I could have late night Chinese with my dad and my mom. I still remember this to this
day.
That's
so awesome.
So last night, Patrick was having a tough time sleeping. So he said, come on, buddy, and have some Chinese with us. You know, a little late night Chinese. So it wasn't that late, like 9 o'clock. But anyway, so he had that with us and he hung out. And then he was able to sleep in his big boy bed until about 3:30 in the morning when he woke up and said, I want my old bed back. I said, you're not. I can't. There's nothing I can't do. It's 3:30 in the morning. There's nothing I can do right now.
See, now you need a puppy. You could sleep with the dog.
Yeah, I see. I would do that in a heartbeat, but then my wife would leave. So, I need her help with the kids. It's a vicious cycle, you know. So I went and got him an Avengers comforter. So hopefully that'll do the trick tonight. We'll see how it goes. I hope it does, because the 3:30. Daddy, what's up, Patrick? What's the matter? I want my old bed back, bud. I can't get your old bed back, man. Come on. I already sold it on eBay. No, I didn't do that. It's not. I should have done
that. Is it a twin? The new one is a double? Or
it's a full. I got a full.
Okay.
Yeah, you know why? It was only like another $25-$30 on top of it. And I thought, well, this way, if we ever need to use the bed for guests, we can kick him out, you know? Not out of the house, just out of the bed for the night, you know? So
Patrick's sleeping on the porch tonight.
Yeah. We'll sleep out back in the backyard. Here's a sleeping bag. No, because the full bed, you can probably fit, you know, two people. The twin, you can't fit anybody in there, basically.
Yeah.
So, what do your boys have besides bubbles? What fits in a bubble? Is it a twin bed, obviously?
The funny thing I will say is...
Cryo chambers,
right.
The funny thing I will say is that they have... because the big kids, my stepkids, have moved out. So they, you know, Michael has a room actually with a king size bed, David with a queen size bed. They sleep in their old bedroom that's bunk beds, that's the smallest bedroom in the house. So there is something with kids.
Yeah.
Where they want like the coziness and the protection of, so they sleep in the same room. So I would say we could like sell this Chestnut Hill house, get a two bedroom place. Like kids don't want to sleep in the big bed in a room by themselves. It's crazy. Until they're 30.
If they have a brother, that's different though. I don't think guys want to share a room with their sister.
Oh, that's a good
I know
point.
I never did.
That's a good point.
I never did. Me and my brother shared a room together. But now I bring this up, Dawn, for a number of reasons. Number one, because I believe that guys are guys and girls are girls. Like my daughter today, I took her out for breakfast. Two of us went for breakfast.
Oh, where'd you go?
We went to Panera Bread. Big nice. Spender. And so she's carrying her little pink purse. They do. They love it. She's carrying her little pink purse. She's two into the store. She's so cute. Holding my hand with her little pink purse, going up to the counters, her little pigtails and everything like this. If I give her a truck, she chucks it at Patrick's head. She wants her little purse.
He
has no interest in playing with dolls or anything like that, unless the doll is wearing a cape and has a giant S on his chest. But there's a story here. Millennial men are ditching traditional masculine values. They're more likely to embrace emotional strength. As the famous Village People song declares, every man wants to be a macho, macho man, to have the kind of body always in demand. But are macho, macho mindsets becoming a thing of the past? A new study finds that male millennials are drifting away from stereotypical masculine values. The research by the University of the British Columbia showed that younger men tend to value selflessness, social engagement, and health over traditional male ideas like physical strength, autonomy, making money, moving out of the basement. Of course, physique and independence were still prominent values for the young guys because they all want to, obviously, you know,
look good.
Right. But they say that men should help others, and 88% of the respondents agree that men should be open to new ideas, new people, and new experiences. 8 in 10 felt it's imperative that a man gives back to his community. They say now that young Canadian men seem to be holding masculine values that are distinctly different from those of previous generations. Is that because their prime minister is a giant man-child?
with his phony eyebrow situation going on.
Yeah, is that young Canadian men look at Justin Trudeau and go, that guy does more manscaping than most women. Yes. So that's what we look right. at.
I just think these poor, if this is true, which I don't even know if this article is true or is it fake news, but if it's really true, these guys are in for a rude awakening when they have kids, because their kids are going to, especially their boys, are going to beat the crud out of them.
They are.
They're going to shoot them up with Nerf projectiles and just beat them up.
So my son asks me on a daily basis, Daddy, are you stronger than the Hulk? And I say yes every time. He goes, you can beat the Hulk? And I say, yes, I have beaten the Hulk, Patrick. I did once. I beat the Hulk because I want my son to know dad is the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That my word is final. My word is because I'm dad. It's, when my wife is putting him to bed at night, if he's not cooperating, she says, do you want me to get your father? And that's good, because as much as he's my buddy, I always think it's important for little boys to know dad is the man, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not about doing anything. Obviously, I've never hurt my son. It's not about that. It's about you have to have a male role model out of respect, right?
Yes.
Now, I think what's going to happen is millennial men, the kid's going to say to him, Dad, can you beat up the Hulk? And he's going to say, well, son, I don't think we should ever beat up the Hulk. We should sit down with the Hulk and try to work out our problems with the Hulk.
Have tea with the Hulk.
Let's have tea with yep. Thor and try to work it out. You see, I know that you think Skeletor is a bad guy. I just think on the inside, he's challenged. We should try to understand Skeletor's needs, not fight him. So you're saying He-Man was wrong? I'm saying He-Man should seek to understand. And if that doesn't work, then get on a unicorn. No, this, He-Man was never on a unicorn. It's the fake news right there.
Battle Cat, right? And
Battle Cat, right.
Cringer was the...
And I don't think he should ride a cat, because cats have feelings.
Yep. Don't change that. If the cat wants to be afraid, you have to let the cat be afraid. Don't make him be masculine and be a battle cat.
He-Man should ride a hybrid vehicle, because nothing says I'm going to kick your ass like a hybrid. Showing up to the fight in a Prius, am I right? Patrick said to me last night, he goes, Dad, can you beat up Voltron?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool.
You're doing a good job.
I'm doing a great job. You thank you. My son's room, it's got Superman, Batman, the Avengers, and he says, can you beat up Voltron? I said, yes, I can beat up Voltron. He goes, you can beat up Voltron? Of course I can. Yeah. So then I started playing the old 1980s Voltron show that we grew up with.
I loved it. Yep.
There's a reboot now, and it scares me. They did a reboot on Netflix.
Is it like dark?
I don't know. What I did hear in the overview of it is it focuses on the story of the characters more.
Ugh.
Which tells me they've made them sensitive.
No.
And then, you know, but they go, well, it has a lot more character development. I'm like, I don't need development.
No.
I just need the guy to turn into a lion and then kick some bad guy. Like, I don't need him being sensitive and having a story arc.
No.
It's Voltron, okay?
Nope.
That's so,
oh,
you know,
God.
I know, right?
Did you, I mean, when growing up, did you care about He-Man's backstory? You
no.
Just wanted to,
I didn't need an origin story for
no,
He-Man.
No, you wanted him to kick Skeletor's butt, right?
I didn't need He-Man struggling with why Skeletor might be having issues and whether or not he's disenfranchised and maybe, you know, his mom was mean to him or his parents grew up in the project. I don't care. I just didn't care. And
why did G.I. Joe hate Cobra?
Right. And you think about it from the storyline of pro wrestling.
Yes.
Was not Hulk Hogan the ultimate guy, the man's man?
Yep.
And who was his big enemy back then?
The Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik, Rowdy Piper.
Yep.
And it was good versus evil. And you didn't spend a whole lot of time getting into their feelings.
And Hulk Hogan was, you know, he portrayed a wholesome image. Say your prayers and eat your vitamins. And
yes. I am a real American.
The Iron Sheik was a... Iranian.
It was an Iranian. Basically a terrorist running around the stage. Let's be honest.
Nikolai Volkov was a Ruski. I mean,
yeah, he was a drunk Russian. Now, in this story, they say maintaining tip-top health was also important to the vast majority of men, but that didn't mean having chiseled abs and 24-inch biceps or pythons, as Hulk Hogan would often say. 3/4 of the young millennial Canadian men said physical strength was important, but that feelings...
No.
Emotional strength, way more important than that.
Wait. Were these guys... They're single guys, and are they part of a study where... Who's interviewing them?
Oh, you think you think the ladies might be interviewing them?
Yeah.
Actually, that's not a bad theory.
It's a pickup situation. Oh, yes. I care about sensitivity. Hey, what are you doing tonight?
I hope you're right, Dawn. But it's Canada, and I'm worried about that.
No, I don't.
Right? Because I would do that. It's like, you know, it's like Bill Murray in Stripes. I would definitely act as if my feelings mattered.
Yeah,
but
damn.
My worry is that these young Canadian millennial men are 100% serious.
Yep.
Feelings over muscles.
Ugh.
Like Justin Trudeau.
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.